Good morning, everyone. I'm Don Wernz, and this is Dial-A-Doc, brought to you by FHN. And with us this morning is FHN Spiritual Care Coordinator and Chaplain, Sean Huguenin. Sean, welcome back to the program. We appreciate your taking some time.
Thank you, Don.
Now, as I mentioned, you're the Spiritual Care Coordinator at FHN Memorial Hospital. Can you give us a little information about what that role is and what your position deals with?
Sure. As a spiritual care coordinator and chaplain for FHN, my duties are to provide the religious, spiritual, and or emotional support for the families, the patients, and the staff as well, inside FHN and outside the community. If I am unable to do that myself, then I'm also, my big role here is also a facilitator, a resourcer for those needs.
You help patients and family members during some very difficult times at FHN. You know, being a caregiver, it's a very stressful, very difficult time for people at times. How would you suggest that the people listening might provide support with their friends and their family if they're going through a caregiver situation?
Yeah, being a caregiver, sometimes it's something that is a role that is given expectedly and sometimes unexpectedly, and the stressors that can come from that are true. I would highly recommend for people who know somebody who's in a caregiver situation is to just be that support for them, whether it's an ear or a resource for them, but also to empathize with them as well. You know, some people, like I said, are doing this unexpectedly, and there's a lot of things that are knowingly or unknowingly depending on what their competencies are and what their level of expertise is in the caregiving world.
You know, there are a lot of difficulties that caregivers go through, and caregivers have different roles. What are some of the most common ones, some of those difficulties that you see on a regular basis?
Yeah, speaking to some people so far that have spoke to us within the group, it seems like a lot of it is either lack of knowledge, because unless you're an actual health care provider, a nurse, or somebody who has that medical expertise as a caregiver, a lot of it is just the competencies which you have. It's learning. It's learning what the medical structure is, and also as well as resources. One of the things that we're finding out that's being difficult with families is like getting things like lifts for people, or wheelchairs, or medical resources, and how to get those that are the most cost-effective, which can obviously the finances can be a big hardship on anybody who's taking care of somebody at home.
Sean, for individuals that are having to cope with being a caregiver, you've started a caregiver support group. Tell us a little bit about this and why you felt and why FHN felt it was important to step into this.
Yeah, working here at the hospital, I'm in a lot of what we call transitional care meetings with families and patients who need to go to another level of care outside of FHN's hospital. And some of those times, it may be a nursing home, but a lot of times, unfortunately, it is going to the resident's home itself. And we hear a lot of the questions and concerns that these families have, and we understand that a lot of these family members that are going to be caring for their loved ones may not have that medical expertise. So we wanted to allow a telehealth version in which we could be effective for our whole entire community, whether you could make it here to the hospital or just to dial in, to just allow it to be that voice to hear what was going on and to be able to help guide them in the right direction for some of their concerns and questions that they may have that deal with caregiving at home.
Who's welcome to attend this group, Sean? And basically, who do you encourage to attend this group?
Yeah, I would highly recommend anybody who is a caregiver, whether you're medically trained or not. The caregiver group is a group that gets together on a telehealth meeting, which is basically via Zoom, and it happens every other Wednesday, with the next group being this Wednesday coming up from 2 to 3 o'clock on FHN.org. There's going to be a link under the support group section of the community in which they can link on anywhere within our area. And basically, when they link on, I will be there, or a representative from the hospital would be there to address any questions that anybody would have. This is an open group as well, so nobody's obligated to have to, but if there is a need out there within the community on one of these Wednesdays, we want to encourage people to be able to go in and call in and us be able to be there to listen to them and understand and to try to provide whatever resources and support we can for that caregiver.
Sean Huguenin, our guest on Dial a Doc this morning. He's FHN's spiritual care coordinator and chaplain. Sean, we're talking about that caregiver support group, and you mentioned how it's now linked through Zoom and handled that way. Why was that move made, and how is it handled as far as within the group? I know you gave a few details, but it's a little bit different than it used to be.
Yes, at first we had this as a meeting group here at the hospital, and, you know, we realized due to probably some attendance that it's not always easy for caregivers to be able to get away from the person that they're caring for to come to a particular meeting. So what we wanted to do is be accessible to our community the best way that we could, and we felt that doing this via a telehealth version, which is going through Zoom, we would be able to be accessible to anybody at home at any time on these days that can call in, whether you're in Savannah, whether you're even in another state, because you don't have to be a part of FHN to be a part of the support group. We want to be there for our listeners that want to be able to, that need help, to be able to come in and support them.
People that are interested, Sean, do they need to come to all the meetings to get into Zoom and attend all of them, or can they kind of come and go?
Yeah, no. As I had mentioned earlier, this is what we call an open group. So we're here for our people who need us. So if the need is there to call in a particular week because maybe they're coming across a problem that they had not had before, they can call in. It's nothing that they need to call in every other Wednesday for, but if they feel they either want to listen to other caregivers or share some of their experiences, we always try to get these groups to be the people who need them's group. It's not we're maybe facilitating them and having to answer the questions that may come about, but we do like the, hopefully there's a network that can happen through this and people can connect that are caregivers out there in our community.
You touched on the fact these meetings held on Wednesday. How often then will the group meet? Is this an every week thing?
No, this is actually an every other week, so it'll be bi-monthly. So the next one will be this Wednesday coming up from 2 to 3, and then it'll be every other Wednesday from that point on. But they can find that out at www.fhn.org under the Community and Support Group tabs.
A lot of people could be touched by this subject and be helped out by your group, I'm sure. If people are interested, do they need to register in advance?
They do not need to register. This is, I mentioned, an open group. When we were getting together in person, the registration was helping. But where this is an open Zoom link now, people can just get on as needed.
Sean, if some of our listeners have questions about this caregiver support group or would just like to talk with you as well, how can they best do that?
Sure. They can reach out to me here at my office, which is 815-599-6160, or they can go to www.fhn.org/caregivers, and we can get whatever information they need for them.
Sean, many thanks. We appreciate you stopping by on Dial a Doc, and thanks for the information. We appreciate it very much.
And I appreciate the time, Don.
Thank you, Sean. Sean Huguenin, FHN Spiritual Care Coordinator and Chaplain, joining us this morning on Dial-A-Doc on The Morning Mess.